This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to NL Hafta.
अंग्रेज अपना लगान और न्यूज लॉन्ड्री अपना हफ्ता कभी नहीं छोड़ते. वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ एनएल हफ्ता. टुडे इन द स्टूडियो वी रिकॉर्डिंग ऑन द 4th of January, विच इज थर्सडे एट 3 इन द आफ्टरनून. एंड जॉइनिंग मी इन द स्टूडियो इज ओनली आवर एडिटर इन चीफ रवन कृपाल.
हाय.
जॉइनिंग अस ऑन जूम ऑनलाइन इज आवर वेरी ओन जयश्री अरुणाचलम फ्रॉम चेन्नई.
हेलो हेलो.
एंड आवर गेस्ट टुडे इज राधिका रामसेशन.
Hi, Abhinandan. Hi, Raman.
Hi.
And Radhika is joining us online from Delhi. She's the consulting editor with Business Standard and the columnist. She writes on politics. She is currently working on a book on Uttar Pradesh politics seen through the prism of the state's top leaders since independence. So, Radhika, you've been covering politics in UP for a while?
I moved to UP in 1989, a week before the Shilanyas was done. And I was literally blooded into the UP system, political system, so to speak, with the coverage of Shilanyas. And I was there right till the demolition of the mosque and a little thereafter.
So, in fact, we will come back to the discussion, a more detailed discussion about Ayodhya and the Ram Temple, because that is what has dominated a lot of headlines all week. But I have an announcement related to Ayodhya. The first two NL Sena reports on Ayodhya should be online by next week. Our two crack reporters, Basant Kumar, whose work all of you are familiar with, and Shweta Desai, will hit the ground. They have already spent some time in Ayodhya. They will be spending a lot more. And because we want this to be an on-ground reportage with all sorts of interesting stories on the economics, on the economy of Ayodhya, on the ecosystem, the politics of it. There's some human angle stories. What you will see on legacy media will, of course, just be the Prime Minister and how grand he is and how grand he has made this temple. But since this is going to be both an issue of huge political significance and an event that does impact, you know, millions across the country and hundreds of thousands in the local economy, I think it is only proper that some regular proper ground reports also come out of this. Those will be funded not by the government ads that are funding legacy media, but by you. So do click on the link in the show notes below or go to newsland.com and participate in this NL Sena project. Because we say when the public pays, the public is served. When advertisers pay, advertisers are served, and we only depend on you, the public. On that note, let's get the headlines and we shall get into the discussion in detail with the panel. Jayashree, please.
So the Indian Railways has tightened norms for zonal railways furnishing information under the RTI Act. This is after an RTI response revealed the cost of selfie points with Modi that have been installed at railway stations. So it's also transferred the Central Railways PRO. This is after just 7 months, when usually it's done after 2 years.
Right. Basically, that response that revealed how much has been spent on the selfie points has got this man in trouble.
This, under the Act, only the PRO, they are the ones who handle all the RTI applications, okay? They are the ones who have to process it. Now, they have made it completely draconian. I mean, the GM has got lots of tasks. So now he is going to decide
Every RTI,
which whether information needs to be given or not given.
Now, since, you know, this whole Ram Temple inauguration is dominating headlines, and I'm quite aghast at some of the coverage that I see on channels, especially this one show that I saw on Network 18 with this really ridiculous boy, Anand Narasimhan, where the seer said this.
हमने कहा कि यज्ञ करना कराना ये दोनों ब्राह्मणों का काम है. यज्ञ ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य कर सकते हैं, अमांत्रिक यज्ञ में शूद्र भी अधिकृत हैं. यज्ञ कराने का अधिकार ब्राह्मणों का है. वेदाध्ययन ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य कर सकते हैं, कराने का अधिकार ब्राह्मणों को ही.
मोदी जी लोकार्पण करेंगे, मूर्ति का स्पर्श करेंगे और मैं वहाँ ताली बजा के जय जय करूँगा. क्या मुझे पद नहीं, पद तो सबसे बड़ा प्राप्ति है, मुझे श्रेय नहीं चाहिए, लेकिन थोड़ा आप विचार कीजिए धर्माचार्य वहाँ क्या रहेंगे.
दिस इज वॉट डेमोन्स्ट्रेट्स टू मी, दिस हैज यू नो एज राधिका वाज सेइंग दैट बिफोर वी स्टार्ट रिकॉर्डिंग दैट द मूवमेंट हैज लिव्ड इट्स लाइफ. दिस इज ऑल अबाउट मोदी. Because if it was about the whole Hindutva thing and Hinduism, someone like, you know, the seer of the, you know, Puri, saying something like this would be such a big deal. You know, it's not. It's only about Modi. So the Ram Lalla being able to get you votes, that time is over. It got you all the votes it could. Now it's all about Modi. Is that right? Is that what you were saying, Radhika, before we started recording?
Absolutely. And the irony is that Modi was not known as someone who was actively involved in the Ayodhya movement. If I recall, his first trip was in 1991 as part of Dr. Murli Manohar Joshi's Ekta Yatra. He came as Dr. Joshi's Sarathi. I mean, and of course, recently he claimed that 32 years after the Yatra is over, I want to recall those moments. And I was the chief organizer. Again, it was more about himself and less about Joshi or the Yatra per se.
So just resolve this for me, Radhika, that if Modi is the issue in UP, how does Yogi wield that kind of power to be able to give an ultimatum to that party?
He's playing some kind of a role. Of course, it's a Modi show, but Yogi is also very much there. And he has a kind of niche following of his own, more than a niche following of his own. I mean, he's also identified with being on top of law and order in Uttar Pradesh, bulldozers, politics, and so on. So I don't think it's going to be easy to replace Yogi. I mean, if they do it, it could be before the next UP elections, or they may not declare him as the CM candidate. So Yogi, you're absolutely right. Manoj Sinha was Modi's first choice to be the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh. But Yogi mobilized his MLAs. He mobilized the support of the BHP and the RSS.
So, Jayashree, what about the South? I mean, I think with Modi's call that celebrate 22nd Jan like Diwali, you see this kind of, and it is going to be a huge event in, yeah, at least in North. It's going to be a big event, no matter what many people may think of it. And many people will light diyas. There will be that whole Aastha thing, yes, happening. You foresee any of that happening in the South, if at all this is an issue?
No, I mean,
there
in Kerala, no. In, okay, Tamil Nadu, absolutely, from sections of Tamil Brahmins who would support and vote for the BJP anyway. So yes, in Karnataka though it's very different, right? Because in Karnataka the BHP is doing the entire push, urging that Bangalore malls should have live screenings of the temple consecration and the inaugural. They've been barging into houses door to door in Bangalore to try and ask people if they can see their puja cupboard so they can lay down pamphlets and flyers of the Ram Temple. And like, since the BHP is very active in Bangalore, that's what's happening. But otherwise in Tamil Nadu, in Chennai, which is where I am, no, there's no real currency for the Ram movement.
And is a local media covering
then
it?
I agree with Jayashree, I would imagine that they would give a big push in Telangana because that's the other frontier that they're trying to cross, you know. Andhra, I'm not sure at all. But Telangana, I think they would use the occasion to make a big push and at least try and activate their core support.
I think Karnataka was active in 1992 also. Hmm. And it's going to be more active now when even Ram Lalla's deity, the guy who has made it, he comes from Karnataka.
Hmm. I think Karnataka has at least three or four, like Raman sir said, top people who are involved, either in making statues or in design and things. So, since both of you were in Ayodhya in December 92, so I was wondering, you know, when we're talking about the media coverage and all of the Ram Temple now, so either you have stuff like the News 18 thing that Abhinandan said, or I remember recently there was a Marathi channel where the anchor was weeping on air. Because she said she's thinking of how Ram has suffered and now he's moving.
Right.
It's either that or you have this sort of endless coverage of, you know, the new airport, the railway station, which plane will fly there first, which Vande Bharat train will go there first. But considering you guys were there at the time, are you shocked or surprised that there is just no mention anymore of the masjid? I mean, instead, it's sort of treated as this sort of culmination of civilizational progress, right? And people are very happy. But the background of it and the sort of horrors that happened are very much whitewashed. And I'm saying not only in what we would call media that favors the government, but even in basic reportage of it. The Babri Masjid is all but gone. So does that surprise you? I mean,
no, it doesn't surprise me at all. The temple was bound to come up 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, whatever, through legal means. extra legal means, but that was there was an inevitability about the whole the script, you know, the way it was proceeding. So nobody mentions the masjid. They couldn't care less. I mean, I really wonder if the Muslims of Ayodhya, it will be worth checking out, if they really care so much about a masjid coming up, or they are resigned to their fate, because they've gone through so much, you know. I mean, before every VHP event, they were targeted, the Muslims. They were asked to leave their homes. The families were asked to leave their homes. They were intimidated. Their shops were burnt a number of times. I mean, I've covered the burning of shops at night, you know, before a VHP event and before the final assault.
Iqbal Ansari, who was the litigant in the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri titles, you know, was seen showering flower petals on PM Modi's motorcade in Ayodhya.
Right.
This is on Saturday.
Right.
And
right.
When they asked him, he said he has come to our place, he's our guest and he's our PM.
Yeah.
So his father actually was the original litigant in the land dispute of the Ayodhya. And then when his father died, he became the litigant. So what I'm saying is, even the person who was the litigant was standing in line with flowers in his hands, you know. There is that sense of, dude, this is what it is now. We've come this far.
We are not surprised, by the fact that temple has come up. But yes, as media persons, scene was very different those days. We didn't have telephone, so the Radhika and others, they used to fax their stories.
I used to
file on teleprinter because my paper was a poor paper at that. Patriot used to be a poor paper, but I saw many people used to fax. Most of the people used to fax their stories. I used to file it on teleprinter, and we were under no pressure whatsoever. There were so many people over there. It was quite threatening. It was quite scary. But when it comes to reporting, nobody was holding our hands. Okay,
absolutely.
We reported as we saw. Okay,
right.
And which is not happening now.
Bas. मुफ्त में इतना ही मिलेगा. फॉर द फुल अनकट पॉडकास्ट सब्सक्राइब टू न्यूज लॉन्ड्री एंड पे टू कीप न्यूज फ्री. द बेस्ट वे टू लिसन टू द हफ्ता एंड इंडीड ऑल आर पॉडकास्ट इज थ्रू द न्यूज लॉन्ड्री ऐप. यू कैन डाउनलोड द ऐप बाय क्लिकिंग ऑन द लिंक्स गिवन इन द शो नोट्स. सो डू डाउनलोड आवर ऐप एंड गेट द बेस्ट पॉडकास्ट एक्सपीरियंस एंड ऑल्सो पे फॉर न्यूज एंड सपोर्ट अ न्यू न्यूज मीडिया इकोसिस्टम दैट न्यूज लॉन्ड्री इज ट्राइंग टू एनकरेज. Where we are accountable to you because we run on contributions that you make. We don't take government ads, we don't take corporations ads. So that news serves the public. Because when the public pays, the public is served. Subscribe to News Laundry, click on the link in the show notes below, and proudly say, I pay to keep news free.